Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Master 10 Thrusting Spinning Suction Technical Sense Male Masturbation Cup from Acme Joy. So apparently it's also from a company called Oh My Sky, which is quite the whimsical name for a sex toy company. All right, anyway, so this is a hands-free spinning, thrusting type of toy to simulate kind of like a hand job, a hands-free hand job. So, you know, that way it feels more real. It doesn't feel like you're jerking yourself off. So here's what the toy looks like. There's a lot of parts to this. It has a cap with a vagina insert. Again, one criticism, I prefer a generic hole because you can pretend it's a mouth, you can pretend it's a butthole, you can pretend it's whatever you want, but I know the light's washing it out. There isn't a lot I can do about that. It comes with a cap, which I'll explain why that's kind of dumb. And it comes with this. This is like a little stick with a little round ball at the end. This is for pushing the insert back into the cage. That's all this is for. You can literally use anything. You use a pen, you know, not the sharp port. Like, keep the cap on it and just use the pen itself. You don't really need a plastic wand, but, you know, it comes with one. It also comes with some lube. You get a free, like, single pack of lube, and it comes with the hands-free suction cup base, which is very important, so you can mount this to something, that way you can use it hands-free, otherwise you're holding it, it kind of defeats the purpose. Okay, so it has this weird kind of honeycomb design that goes all the way around, and the buttons are also in the shape of a honeycomb, which is, you know, it is what it is. On the bottom, you have the AC port for charging the toy, and you have the screw thing where the hands-free device screws into. Just like that. So, I mean, the hands-free device, you adjust it, you adjust this, and then you tighten it by screwing, you know, turning that. And then the suction cup, you activate it like this. And then you take it off by pulling the tab. I assume you know how these work. The problem is, these don't stick to wood. These don't stick to the wall because they're porous. You need something flat and smooth like sheet metal or glass. The problem is mounting this to like a mirror or... I mean, not very many people have, like, sheet metal furniture. Most people have wood furniture, or most people want to stick this to a wall. That's generally what people have. This will not stick to a wall or to wood furniture. You need to basically mount some kind of sheet metal thing. One that I found that works really well. They make these sheet metal whiteboard marker kind of aluminum things you can stick to furniture. You can put that on your desk and you can mount things to that. But it's got to be smooth and sheer. So, you know, there you go. So, limitation of this, but there really isn't a lot you can do with this. Anyway, so you turn this on. There's a power button. Plus and minus adjust the speed. This goes like ultra mode and then there's pause. So not much else to say about that, so we'll turn it on. Okay. You can see it going. Alright, so I'll hit the plus button to make it go faster. Alright, so that's top speed. That's it at its finest. We'll hit minus. You see it slowing down. Alright, and then we'll hit this button here. And this goes through the different modes. But you can see it's not going faster or slower. It's just kind of doing different patterns of going up and down or turning left and right. So not much to say. It's just different patterns. And then pauses it. Okay. All right. So, okay. Here is the thing. In case you didn't notice this, like, where does the cap come in? So this cap has a really big gap in it. See this gap? Look how deep this gap is. This cap goes on top of the toy, and it eliminates... Hold on, I gotta find, like, a specific place where it fits over it. Oh my goodness. So it doesn't... There we go. All right. I think it just fits anywhere, but it's not good. Anyway, so you turn it on, right? All right, so that's what you put your dick in to the insert, and it's just like a lot of these other toys that I've reviewed where the spinning and thrusting happens inside the toy, right? That's what the cap is for. Here's the problem. I like the toys where the insert protrudes from the toy, because when you're getting a hand job, like, think about it. Think about, like, blowjobs or hand jobs or anything, really. You don't put your dick through a hole, and then inside the woman's vagina, her vagina's jerking you off. Or you don't get a blowjob where you put your dick in a mouth, and then inside the mouth is... No, it's the thrusting in and out of the hole that is the sex, or the blowjob, or the handjob. So whenever you put your dick in a hole, and then past the hole is where the action happens, it doesn't feel like sex. It doesn't feel like a blowjob. It doesn't feel like anything. It feels like a glory hole handjob. Because that's what a glory hole is. You stick your dick through the hole, and on the other side of the hole is where the action happens. And, I mean, that's fine, but this... There's all these animated pictures. I'll put one on the screen. This builds itself as a hands-free, thrusting, kind of protruding toy, and it doesn't really... It doesn't say, I mean, it's not false advertising in the sense that they lied, but they make it appear like the toy works like this, where you mount this up, and the toy does this, and this is what you interact with. There's no real indication that the cap is somehow a separate piece, right? So that's a problem. Now, the tip of the cap is squishy. So you can use this without this cap. You can take this cap off and use it just like this, and you shouldn't hurt yourself because the tip of the cap is squishy. So it's not an entire lie, but it would have been nice if the cap attached to the inner part and not the outer part. Because if attached to the inner part, then the cap would go up and down along with the thing, but it doesn't, which is kind of annoying. All right, so to clean it, you can just take the cup out. Or, oh my goodness, it's really on there. All right, well, let's take that part off. It must be screwed on. Oh my goodness, come on. All right, there we go. Is it screwed on? I can't tell. It might be screwed on. Anyway, so that the cage, there's the cage. Okay, so you take the cup out, you rinse it off, clean it out, whatever you gotta do, turn it inside out. Now to get it back in, this is where that stick comes in, because you try to stick it in like this, that's about as far as you're going to get just using your fingers. So you got to use this wand, and you got to push the insert down into the cage, and this is not ideal. I mean, it's obviously doable, I'm doing it right here, but this is not ideal. Like, this is kind of a pain in the butt. Alright, so getting it down. Oh my goodness. All right, there we go. All right, so then put this back on. This lock, there we go. All right. And now to put it away, you put the cap on like this. And this thing is just extra. So this thing is like an extra piece that, and it doesn't, like, you can't put the cap on and this. They don't all go together. So you gotta pick whether you want to put the cap on it or whether you want to put the vagina on it. And if you put the cap on it, what are you going to do with this? You're just going to leave this out? Are you using this as a pen holder? What are you using this thing for? So it's... I don't even know. All right. So anyway, let's do a motor test. Let's put it to its highest settings. All right. I'm going to stick my finger in it, and I'm going to try to stop it. I'm going to see how much power it takes to stop it. Hold on. Pretty powerful, honestly. Like, as you can see, I'm bending it. Oh, wow, that's much more powerful than I expected. All right, color me impressed. That's much more powerful than I expected. It actually, like, twisted the insert. And even though I was, like, bending it against the side, it didn't stop. Usually the motor will stop when you put that much pressure on it. But, okay, so I'm impressed with the motor power. I wasn't expecting a very powerful motor. I've reviewed several toys very similar to this. So anyway, okay. Now that's about it. Okay, this is the power. I already showed you that. Well, let me plug it in. My goodness. All right. Okay, when it's charging, you'll see red lights flashing as it's charging. All right, so that's about it. All right, I've reviewed several toys just like this. I'm very disappointed that the toy, the way you interact with it, I mean, this does work. You can't just interact with it like this. I'm a little disappointed that the cap is the way it is. I would have preferred a generic hole. I also would have preferred if the cap attached to the inner ring, not the outer ring. That way, I guess it works either way. You can just put this on and you can just thrust it. You can put your dick in here and let the inner chamber do all the work. Or you can have it thrust out with a hand, like a hands-free device. So I'm impressed with the power of the motor. These things are a pain in the ass to clean. You saw me putting it back together. And this cap is very superfluous. I would have preferred if it attached. But this is functional because this outer lip is soft. This is functional without the cap at all. So you can throw this away if you want and just use it like this. And that may be what it was originally intended at. Maybe they threw this in as an afterthought because it doesn't really fit with anything. All right, so a little bit of a mixed bag. The lack of functionality, it says there's 10 modes, but they're basically just patterns. You know, the speed is slight. I think there's like 5 patterns, and then you have like slow and fast, and that's it. There is no independent spinning. There's no independent thrusting. I reviewed a toy recently that did have independent thrusting and independent spinning. This one does not. This is more in line with what I'm used to seeing. However, let's talk about price. So this toy is $89.99. Now, the last toy reviewed was $200. So this is more in line with what I'm used to seeing at this price range. And, you know, for a $50 to $100 toy, it's not bad. This is on the upper end of it. Now, a lot of times toys have a thing for one of these, but they don't actually include one. This did include a mounting suction cup thing, which most of them don't, so I do appreciate that. Also, not a lot of, like, when a toy has a weird way to clean it, and, you know, they don't sometimes give you these. Now, again, you can just use a pen. You don't necessarily need to use this wand with a ball on it, but they do at least include it. So if you don't have a pen handy, they include everything you need to use the toy in the box. So there's not that much in terms of functionality. It has 2 speeds and 5 patterns. Nothing too much to write home about. It's not that like fast, but it's pretty powerful. It has good torque, which basically I measure by how easy it is for me to stop it. So if I can stop it very easily, it means that the motor is very weak. This is a pretty good motor. It's not fast, but it's powerful, so it shouldn't jam when you stick your dick in it, which has happened with toys where you use them and the motor jams and then it basically becomes unusable. So that's not a problem with this toy. The build quality is good. The materials are good. Downsides, it's a pain in the ass to clean. And this cap is a little bit superfluous. Probably just don't even use it. Or you can keep it on hand if you need like a pen holder or something. I don't know. The price is $90, which I think is a little bit expensive. But I do have a coupon code. My coupon code is for $10 off. So this goes from $90 to $80. That's still pretty pricey, $80 for this sort of toy. It's kind of online with what I would expect the toy to cost. Like if you asked me, what does this toy cost without telling me what it cost, I would guess around, you know, $75, $80. So I think that with the coupon code, this is a fair price for this toy. Is it the best toy? No. The $200 toy I reviewed the other week was better than this toy. However, it was $200. So you get what you pay for. This toy is less than half the price of the other toy I reviewed, and it has less functionality, but the motor is powerful, and it is hands-free. So assuming you can find a material to mount it to, you can use this on yourself and simulate kind of a hand job, that sort of thing, which is nice. It's nice to simulate someone else pleasuring you so you don't just do it yourself, because your brain knows. Your brain knows when you're jerking off. And it doesn't feel as good as when someone else is doing it or something else is doing it. So all in all, I'd give this a recommend. Just be aware that there are better toys at higher prices. But if this is your price range, this is probably this is a pretty good one. It comes with a suction cup. It comes with a wand. Be aware of kind of the pain in the butt it is to clean and put back together. But other than that, it's not that bad. And you get this free superfluous pen holding vagina cup. So what more can you ask for? Oh, and again, you also get this single-use pouch of lube. So you get some free lube to go with your toy. And that is it. All right. Well, thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. I appreciate it. And also, I think the coupon code is good for the whole website. So if you don't like this toy isn't doing it for you, but some other toy on the website you like, you can use my coupon code to save $10 on any toy on the site, I believe. There might be some limitations. But check it out. Check out Acme Joy. Check out their whole line of toys. Check this toy out. Link will be in the description. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.